This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Not a great morning to be standing there on the platform in the cold. Marla Diamond's there at Columbus Circle this morning with the shivering folks among us. Marla.
The shivering masses. It feels like we hit the fast forward button to January. Bitter cold is a shock to the system. As you head out the door this morning, it has people walking briskly or jumping up and down if they're outside waiting for coffee, like Jay, who greeted the weather with the usual New Yorker's response.
Live with it. What can you do? But a couple of days supposed to be back in the 50s, so what are you going
to
do?
So you got that to look forward to.
Absolutely.
And it really is cold out here this morning. Lots of people complaining about it. But then again, some people actually like it. We spoke to this taxi driver.
When it gets cold, we get more money. So I want it like this.
So you're driving a cab?
Yeah, I'm driving a cab.
This is going to be a good day for you.
I'm praying that it always gets cold every day.
He's praying that it always gets cold every day. He's going to troll the bus stops this morning to pick up some shivering people who simply just do not want to wait for the bus.
And an arrest warrant is being put together. It's brewing in the Caribbean for the Connecticut man accused of killing an anguilla. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has more. He's live this morning in Darien. Sean.
Yeah, charged with manslaughter, Scott Hapgood from Darien missed a court date in Anguilla. The Caribbean island wants him extradited. Officials in the British territory are seeking a warrant. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I've urged the State Department to be very aggressive in seeking to protect him from unfair proceedings.
Hapgood's attorney fears for his safety and questions the fairness of the legal proceedings on the island. In April, the trader and his family were on vacation at a luxury resort. Hotel worker Kenny Mitchell came to the room allegedly to fix a sink. Hapgood claims Mitchell tried to rob him at knife point. His young daughters were nearby. During a violent struggle, Mitchell died. His family is calling for justice. According to the New York Times, a toxicology report concluded Mitchell had a lethal amount of cocaine in his system. President Trump has taken notice of this. He said he's going to look at the case because something seems wrong. Live in Darien, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
And the House impeachment investigation, once a closed-door process, unfolds before all of our eyes and ears. 10 o'clock this morning, Peter Haskell spoke with somebody who was involved in the last impeachment.
Seeing the witnesses on TV changes the equation. Their words bring the narrative to life. Guy Smith says that's when things went south for President Nixon during Watergate.
When they went on television, people began to pay attention, and they started to see the misdeeds of the president.
Smith advised President Clinton during his impeachment. Former federal prosecutor Donya Perry thinks the Democrats' plan is simple.
There's a question of an abuse of power here. Was there or was there not such an abuse?
She expects Republicans to focus on anything else. Peter Henskel, WCBS News Radio 880.
So here are our plans so you can listen. Round-the-clock coverage of this as it begins at 10 o'clock will be on our website, also on our app, radio.com, and on the air. We'll bring you extensive coverage with long chunks and live break-ins as the situation warrants.
In the record-breaking cold this morning, here's Craig Allen.
And it looks like we might have bottomed out at that 23-degree reading for New York City. We're still holding there for the third hour in a row, actually. And it's between 20 and 25 for the city and the coast. It is between 15 and 20 for the inland areas. That's what's actually on the thermometer. What you feel, though, is single digits to around 10. And right now, that's where we stand for the morning hours with northwest winds running at around 10 to 20 miles per hour, right through the afternoon, in fact. So 30 to 35 will feel like the 20s all day. Tonight, it is down to the upper 20s in the city, upper teens to low 20s in the suburbs. Tomorrow, just a touch better, 40 to 45 with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. And Friday, briefly, we get back up to at least around 50 for the afternoon. 23 now, humidity 52%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.